Tuesday afternoon, time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. And Cindy, we have no snow on the ground out here in western Minnesota yet.
Wow, I know. Isn't that kind of unreal? I'm okay. I'm okay with that. Are you okay with that?
No. No, I'm not. I love winter. I love snow.
Well, at least one of us do, huh? I just don't, because I always worry about people who have to travel and go places and drive somewhere for work. And I just always, like, think, oh, you know, I worry about all those things, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I walked outside this morning and said, it's December 5th, and looked around and said, this isn't right.
And I could maybe handle snow on Christmas Day, but, you know, I could skip it for the rest of the season.
Okay. All right. Well, I think I'm in the minority on that one, so.
Yeah, you might be. All right.
What's happening at the Appleton Public Library, Cindy?
Well, we have got all sorts of exciting things going on this month. You know, I always think that, you know, we're going to take it easy. We're going to slow down a little bit. So what we did is we tried to pack as much as we could in the first part of the month, because we know the last part of the month is going to kind of be busy. So up today is we at 5:30 today, Tuesday, December 5th, have a preschool Fancy Nancy story time. We are doing all things fancy. We have costumes. We have cupcakes. We have all sorts of fun activities, wow, games planned for preschool age children at 5:30 p.m. So we will keep them hopping and busy at the Appleton Public Library. And then at 6:30, we are having our Friends of the Appleton Public Library holiday gathering with a little business discussion thrown in there. We're going to have some hot chocolate, coffee, cider, some cookies, all sorts of stuff like that. So if you're interested in joining our Friends group, or you're a member of our Friends group, stop on down at 6:30 p.m. at the Appleton Library. And then Wednesday of this week, have you ever tried Shrinky Dinks?
Have I ever tried what?
Have you ever tried making Shrinky Dinks?
No, I don't even know what that is.
You have not lived, Paul. You have not lived. It is where you take something that's really big and you draw it all out and you shrink it into a very small piece. It is a super fun art project, and we are going to teach the kids all about this on Wednesday, the 6th of December. So, yeah.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, for our after-school Shrinky Dink project. It's super fun. And then Saturday, we have Saturday with Santa. That is a fun, super fun activity from 10:30 to 12 noon. We'll have games. We'll have arts and crafts. We have pictures with Santa. And Santa has a fabulous backdrop. He's going to have 3D snowflakes. It will be an awesome photo op if you are looking to do that perfect photo op with your kids. And that will be this Saturday, the 9th of December, 10:30 to 12 noon.
All right. I mean,
I know.
Santa Claus is coming to the Appleton Public Library on Saturday?
Yes, on Saturday. He will be here. Super fun, super fun.
Find out if I've been a naughty or a good boy. Ask him, will you?
Well, I will, but we know you're always good. We know you are. We know you are.
All right. Well, I hope Santa thinks so.
I think so, too. And we've got something going on for kids every Wednesday. Our winter reading program for adult registration starts on the 18th of December. We are closed for Christmas anyway, and just lots of, you know, just check out our Facebook page, stop on and visit us. The new library was decorated this last week by the Friends of the Appleton Library Group, and it is just spectacular. We have got trees all over the place, and decor, and arrangements, and all sorts of fun stuff. It is just beautiful. It's sparkling in there. So thank you to all those wonderful people that donated. Yes, donated lots of Christmas ornaments and decor. And trees and everything else. And the city also gave us some trees and some things. So just wonderful. It's, you'll have to stop by and check it out.
It's the first Christmas season in a new library.
Yes, it is. And it just, no one can believe it. They walk in there and they're just like, this was all donated? Yes, it was.
Wow.
And yeah, we had like 8 tables of things that we sorted to go through what was all there, and it was just wonderful, super wonderful.
So a lot of people donated their Christmas decorations.
It's just a little bit of everything from, you know, wreaths to big elves. Oh. I mean, and trees to ornaments and just everything. And then we sorted it all. So we knew what we all had, and then just kind of came up with a plan, and it just looks fabulous in there.
Good.
We even have a Beanie Baby tree.
Oh, a Beanie Baby tree.
It is so cute. It is just the cutest tree ever, yes. You'll have to stop by and check it all out. And all of you are invited, too, to stop by and see our holiday decor in our new space.
All right. Sounds good, Cindy. Should we move into what people are reading? Sure.
Okay. There's a couple things to talk about everything, too. So keep that in mind that there are some new things. Nora Roberts has a new book out called Inheritance. It's after the death of her mysterious uncle, a graphic designer receives an inheritance that stipulates she must live in a haunted Victorian house for at least 3 years. I just don't know if I could do it. I don't know. Nope. I just don't know if I could live in a haunted house for 3 years.
No, couldn't do that.
Yeah, I don't know. And then Alex Cross, there's another 30-second book in the Alex Cross series is released by James Patterson this week. Alex Cross Must Die. So if you are an Alex Cross fan, you're going to want to check that out. Danielle Steele has a new book out called The Ball at Versailles. It's 4 young women are invited to an event which may change their lives at the Palace of Versailles in the summer of 1959. Mm-hmm. Also new in nonfiction, there's just, you know, kind of like one, I think. Ghosts of Honolulu by Mark Harmon and Leon Carroll Jr. It's a story of Japanese-American naval intelligence agent, a Japanese spy, and events in Hawaii before the start of World War II. And then Geddy Lee and Daniel Rickler have a book out called My Effin' Life. The musician known for his work with the band Rush chronicles his life as a child of a Holocaust survivor and his time in the limelight. So it could be better than you think sometimes, you know. I guess you should not judge a book by the title as well as the cover. Anyway,
yep.
So those are some new things to think about. And if you're looking for a book recommendation or something to read or something to purchase for a friend or relative, stop on by. We're all readers. We have lots of opinions on books.
How's book club going?
Oh, book club is fabulous. It's like one of my favorite things that I do at the library. Mm-hmm. I just feel like when we're talking about books, we're just a bunch of friends sitting around talking. So, yeah,
it's awesome.
It's always a fun time. I think we had like 10, 12 people at the last one.
Nice.
We are going to skip in December because book club is supposed to meet on Christmas Day. Because we meet on the last Monday of the month, and it happens to be Christmas Day. A couple said they could still make it.
Yeah.
I know. They're such a fun group. I just love book club.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Tell us where the library is located, the new library.
Well, we are located at 50 East Ronnie. Rooney. I never get this right. I cannot believe I do not know where I live now. 50 East Rooney Avenue. And we are open Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. You can call us on the phone at 320-289-1681. Visit us on Facebook or our Appleton website for the latest happenings and things going on at the Appleton Public Library.
All right, real good, Cindy. Well, have a fun day and have a fun night with your activities tonight and tomorrow at the Appleton Public Library, and talk to you next time.
Sounds fabulous. Thank you. Have a great week.
All right. Thanks, Cindy. Cindy Hendricks with the Appleton Public Library.